Greetings, folks. This is Drifts, a show off the LS Rules podcast feed. I'm Lamont. Yeah, we're going Rage Against the Machine. Sleep now in the fire. Gotta set a tone. I feel like talking that shit. It's coming. Let's listen to this. I'll be back.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
And Lamont sent you. Marijuana laws are stupid and restrictive, but there's nothing we... Well, that's not true. There is something we can do about it. It's called voting when you have the opportunity. Like in the state of Florida, on November 4th, vote yes on 2. That's for medical marijuana, but you have to start somewhere. All right. With that said, listen, I got... In terms of activism, I got an email from Organizing for Action. That's like the... Obama initiative to get people involved in things. I literally got an email today that kind of like, okay, I don't know how basic we can be with the needs of humans. How fucking counter humanity can these corporate interest people be? Okay, everybody, I can't call you to action because I'm not running around with flaming torches and that kind of shit myself, but I am putting my time where my mouth is, and I'm having a lot of the same conversation with people, which is this isn't going to get any better. This is not, if everyone's concluded this isn't going to get any better, we're walking eyes wide open into fucking hell. We're walking eyes wide open into hell while the rich are laughing all the way. Our fucking douse are spraying us with spray cans of gasoline, and we're just walking straight into hell. We're this. What the fuck? What the fuck? Seriously. Okay, so I get this email from Organizing for Action, and it says that there are lobbyists right now. And listen, I think we can change the definition of a lobbyist from someone who uses money to influence politicians to get their way. We can change the definition of lobbyist to the interest that is going to determine what's going to happen in the future. Because lobbyists win, period. Okay? And not lobbyists for the greater good, but lobbyists who have the strongest, most evil, blackest heart, the most ridiculous sense of fucking entitlement. Okay, I got this email that lobbyists are working to restrict laws that protect the cleanliness of water. Okay, I know it sounds super simple, like, man, that's so basic and simple. There's no way human beings that breathe the same air as me are fighting to be allowed to make water dirty. Now, listen, let's just explain something. I think everyone knows the figure of, like, a grand percentage of the planet is covered in water, okay? The fact that most of it will be undrinkable, that has to do something for you. I know I'm rallying about weed and people should be able to smoke weed. People want to foul your drinking water. Okay, I was reading something today, and I wish I had taken the time to remember, but I was reading something about the part of your brain that develops DMT and serotonin in your brain. It's a pine. It's gonna come to me. And if you're listening and you know, you're like, it's a pine. Da-da-da. It's a pin, P-I-N-E something something gland that's in your brain. It's shaped like a pine cone. That produces DMT in your brain. That produces serotonin. That is what is considered by some to be like the third eye, like the literal third eye. It's the part of your brain that potentially, I haven't super studied up on it, but it's the part of your brain that when you dream, makes the magic happen. It's the part of your brain that when you feel like, when you see your light flash before your eyes or get that adrenaline, I don't know this for a fact, but whatever it is, it's the part of the magic. Like, if you had to place a part of your body that contained your soul, it might possibly be that. If you had a part of your body that physically represented the part of you that, I don't know, just felt good, that part of you when you're on a roller coaster and you feel a rush, right? I think that is the part that maybe, I could be wrong, but it's close. It's considered by some to be your third eye. What is the thing that calcifies this gland in your body? Fluoride is one of the things that they say calcifies and limits the amount of flexibility and benefits that you get from it. What is the element that is in your fucking tap water? Fluoride! What is the element that is in the toothpaste that you brush your teeth with every day? Fluoride! Can we please just acknowledge the fact that you are here to be destroyed, okay? For as much as we look at the Matrix and say, man, at least we're not in a bunch of pods, we're pretty fucking close. Because at least in the Matrix, Neo had a choice. We no longer even have a choice. We don't have a fucking choice. Our choices at this stage of the game are a fucking illusion. Yeah, you can make a choice of which exit you want to get off of to get home. Okay, you can have that. You can have that. But can you change the world? Okay, let me tell you what got me a little bit fired up. Okay, I was doing a show, and it was at this place, it was in downtown Miami, and they have a big empty parking lot, and these people who watch the parking lot, who for no reason other than the fact they just sit there, they have no responsibility if anything actually happens to your car. It's a big empty lot. Some people sit there and say, you owe us $5 to park in this lot. So I wasn't going to do that because I'm like George Costanza in, unfortunately, many ways, but one of which is, why would I pay for something that if I can just apply, like George Costanza's stance on prostitution is, why would I pay for something that if I just apply myself long enough, I'll eventually get? That's the way I feel about parking, okay? And, yes, and prostitution as well, all right, fuck you, all right. So I'm there at this lot, and I'm not going to pay. So I go around the block, and literally it's directly across the street from American Airlines Arena, right, where the Heat play. And it was a slow night, so there was an empty parking space right there. So I park there. I go and I take a quarter to plug the meter, because I only figured I'd need two till the organizer of the event came to sort out my free parking, because $5 is $5, okay? I'm not paying $5 to perform unless it's a Freddie Stebbins room, but that's a different story. What's up, Freddie Stebbins? Doubt you're listening to this, but whatever. Okay. So I get my situation worked out. I go to my car. It took 15 minutes. In the 15-minute time, I go back to my car. There's a ticket on my car for $18, okay? So I go move my car, whatever, okay. But here's the thing. I go to take the ticket because I'm fighting this, right? I go over to the clerk of courts, the traffic division, and the parking traffic division, and I say, hey, I don't think I should pay this because the meter was broken. And she's like, and here's the thing with people who work for the state. People who work for the state tend to forget they're the human. Now listen, I don't run around calling women bitches unless I really think they're a bitch. This bitch behind the window goes, you know you can't park when the meter's broke. No, I did not know what you could park with. My thinking is, if the meter's broken, then you just scored. Their equipment is faulty, therefore you can park. It's not like I didn't. So here's what I did. I put the quarter in. It wasn't working. And I'm banging on the thing to maybe push the quarter in further. No, it's broken. I take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. I write, meter broken, doesn't accept change. Put that in my windshield. I come back 15 minutes later. There's a ticket on my car, $18. Okay. So I go to the division of court. I find out that you cannot park in a spot when a meter's broken. I did not know that. Maybe that's common knowledge. But because I didn't think it was common knowledge, I went back to my job and I asked 20 people if they... Here's how I phrased it. I said, okay, if you go on a street where there's parking and there's metered parking, if you park your car and put a coin in the meter and it's broken, can you park in that spot? Or I said, did you know? Either way I phrased it, I did not lead them in any way. I said, did you know that it's not legal to park there? I asked 20 people. I was going to start with 10, but it really got fun. So I asked 20 people. Two people said, ignorance is an excuse for breaking the law. Five people knew it, and 13 people did not know, okay? Which means 13 people didn't know, which means it's not common knowledge that you can't park at a broken meter. Now, mind you, the time before the time I went to fight this a ticket was because the way it is in Miami, you have to actually enter your license plate on these, like in some parking lots. The other one was a coin. This $18 ticket was a coin parking lot. The last ticket I got was one of the ones where you're in a lot. You have to put your license plate number in the stupid computer and then you get a ticket. And then, and so my, because I was in South Beach, my ticket was till 8 o'clock the next morning. I wound up getting a ticket at 3 o'clock in the morning, despite the fact that I had a ticket with my license plate and the time 8 o'clock in the morning on the fucking thing. And they still gave me a ticket. So I fought that one and won. So this is why when this bitch behind the counter who has absolutely not, even if she said it with a smile, I'd have been like, all right, well, you know, ha, ha, ha. But she's like, you had to pay. You know you can't park in a... Bitch, no, I did not know. I don't work where you work. Do you know how to write a fucking technical manual? Do you know how to write a technical manual? No, because you don't do what I fucking do, stupid. Now, okay, it goes further. Hey, Lamont, calm down. I was listening to Rage Against the Machine, so were you. We're in the mood. Okay. Yeah, but that Willie Nelson kind of calmed me down. Continuing on. So... here's the thing. I got the ticket, but there wasn't any kind of cover. Like, you know how if you're not supposed to park in a metered parking thing because they want a valet or whatever reason they have because they don't want you to park there? They actually have covers to put over the meter. So if I inform the person giving the ticket that the meter's broken, why would you not investigate it or put a cover on the meter? You put the ticket right next to my sign. So there's no way you didn't see the sign. So why wouldn't you put the cover over the meter? Now, the absence of the cover over the meter and the amount of time it took for this idiot to give me the ticket means they're waiting for someone to park in that spot, which means that is entrapment. Is this the fucking America that people are fighting for? Because seriously, if America was to go to war and I was in my 20s and they would be like, hey, we're having a draft. You got to fight for America. Motherfucker, my name is no longer Cassius Clay. I am Muhammad Ali. What them brown people do to me? Motherfucker, America treats me worse than them motherfuckers are. I don't know them motherfuckers. They don't know me. But you motherfuckers treat me like shit. Speaking of being treated like shit, what's up with Ferguson? We sure are talking an awful lot about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. We sure as shit had the fucking police on the ropes. They pulled out tanks. America was like, white people were like, whoa. Even Fox News didn't know what to fucking say. The police were on the fucking ropes. There was video in St. Louis of that crazy dude with the knife. Granted, he was a crazy dude with a knife, but the police shot him to death. They literally brought a gun to a knife fight. Police are armed with billy clubs, tasers, pepper spray. Them motherfuckers went to fucking blackout level. They went to extinction level event on a dude with a knife. Meanwhile, that motherfucker that shot Michael Brown, he's what? Suspended with pay. They raised over $250,000 for this motherfucker's right to kill somebody, unarmed. Now listen to this. Everybody was focused on the police. Now mind you, the media is a manipulation, right? We all know the media is a manipulation. Yes, yes, okay. The narrative in the media was, holy shit, look at these police treating these people like shit. Next thing you know, we got Ray Rice punching out the woman in the elevator. That's not cool. I'm not excusing it. Then we got Adrian Peterson beating the kid. Kids need to have their ass beat. I don't know the severity of the beating, but quit this fucking defending kids getting their asses beat bullshit. I don't know about you, but no one was getting shot at my school. I got my ass beat. Then all of a sudden, we stopped beating asses. Then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of schools got shot up. You think maybe if a couple ass whoopings happened, we wouldn't be fucking having dead children in fucking schools? I think the two are related. That's just me. I'm just a mother. I'm single. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any kids. I don't know the intricacies of raising a child. And these millennials, they have a whole different set of rules. Fuck that shit. Beat these motherfuckers' asses. They should be beat for liking the music they like. All right. So the narrative's on the police. The police are literally in the court of public opinion. These police are on the ropes. Until they pull a fucking left turn and everybody followed the trail. It's like they led a trail of breadcrumbs right to the cliff and everybody's just walking off the cliff. Yes, I'm calling everyone that's talking about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson lemmings. If your talk is no longer about Ferguson and you're talking about all that stupid, ignorant bullshit instead of talking about the fucking police killing people, okay, how about this then? If Adrian Peterson can't beat his kid, how come the police can shoot a kid dead? What the fuck? What the fuck, man? It's a deflection. It's a deflection and everybody fell for it. They turned your... They fucking took a stick and they were like... And they tossed it to the right. And everybody went over there. When the fucking dog food is right there on the left. Just you had two... You were two steps away. And now you're fucking eating some stupid fucking... Some fucking stick. You're chewing on a stick when you had a fucking steak right over there. And that's another thing. I brought that point up, and it's a good point. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That's a good fucking point. So I'm on a message board, and I bring that point up. We're on the It's an Adrian Peterson thread, and I'm like, yo, this is a fucking deflection. Somebody posts up the YouTube link to check out the big brain on Brad from Pulp Fiction. Yes, it's an elementary thought. But everyone doesn't know that. When Ferguson was actually a conversation, I was talking to a younger comedian, and he was like, Ferguson's not about race. There is not only him. There's a lot of people that really believe in their heart of hearts. Some people are just on Fox News and Rush Limbaugh. They're just doing it out of rhetoric. They know good and well that shit's about race, but they're doing their fucking job of splitting up the country, which is a traitorous act if there isn't. Splitting up the country is treason. Okay, maybe not by definition, but I mean, what the fuck is your purpose if you're splitting the country? Anyway. Some people believe, not just right wings, but some younger people believe that Ferguson is not about race, it's about class. Don't get me wrong, a lot of shit is about class, but Ferguson is absolutely about fucking race, don't get it twisted. And did you know that Black Wall Street existed in Oklahoma? Like, I'm like, how can you say race doesn't exist when Black Wall Street is a thing that happened in America? And they're like, well, what's Black Wall Street? Look it up, man. Look it up. All right, so racism is a real thing. Never say racism is not a thing. So, all right. That's the world. People with money are actually fighting to make water dirty. Now, what will happen if all the water's dirty? Well, the rich people will own springs, and then they'll sell water. And then you'll have no choice but to buy bottled water because your water supply will be supremely tainted. And then you won't have... And then what'll be after the water? I don't know, probably air. Air will probably be after water because the earth is fucked up. The water's going to be fucked up. Oh, by the way, if you really are concerned about the water supply, there's a thing called a life straw, which they sell like in like third world countries. But over here in America, which is considered a first world country, you might want to look into life straw because that gives you the ability to drink filthy water and it kind of purifies it and gives you the drinking supply. I'm just saying, if the rich people have their eyes on the water today, tomorrow you're going to have less fucking clean water. That's a bet that. Bet that. All right? The parking, $18 ticket for parking in being entrapped in a parking spot. Okay, fuck you too. What exactly are we fighting for in America? That becomes a question. Okay, here's another thing. What happens if your broke ass decides that you aren't going to pay your taxes this year? And then maybe a year, another year, you're like, hey, I like not paying my taxes, my little couple thousand dollars. I like not paying that. Let me do it again. How come the IRS is going to be on your ass? How come Wesley Snipes went to fucking prison? How come anyone that has tax problems, like if there's someone that is fortunate enough to be in the arts and then hires an accountant and that accountant doesn't do their fucking job, and then the artist who just is thinking, hey, I paid this guy to take care of my situation, and the person didn't take care of their situation, but meanwhile the artist who paid the person to take care of their situation winds up having to suffer as a result. Mind you, that's not Wesley's story, but other people have had to deal with the tax situation, not paying their taxes. How is it that individuals' taxes are a concern of the IRS, but this thing, this corporate, what's the word? I can't think of the word. It begins with an I-N. I can't think of the word right now. But basically what happens is, and the last one that was public, I might have talked about this on another show, but fuck it. If you didn't hear it, then you'll hear it now, unless you fast forward or stopped and haven't even made it this far. Either way, here's what I'm going to tell you. Inversions. Corporate inversions. I was watching Lethal Weapon 2, like it was on, I happened to be flipping through, and that part, I don't know if you saw Lethal Weapon 2, I'm getting too old for this shit, Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, when Mel Gibson wasn't a raving anti-Semite, or a public raving anti-Semite. Anyway, the part with Joe Pesci, Leo Getz, whatever you want, Leo Getz, get it? Leo Getz, he worked as an accountant for the mob, and he laundered their money. And he described the process of laundering money from the first time I saw that movie to now. I still don't understand how laundering money works. All I know is, like, the fictional drug dealer would have the dirty drug money. Then they invest or put it in a business or something, and then whatever money they get from the business, it then launders the money, and the money is then clean, and they can spend it. Whatever. Okay, so money laundering is a thing where they take dirty money, and then through some kind of process, makes it money that you can spend. I still honestly don't get it. But here's what I understand at my base level elementary knowledge of corporate inversions. The last one that was kind of public, and this has been happening over the last few years. The last one that was kind of public was Burger King, right? You heard about a couple months ago Burger King buying Tim Hortons, a Canadian restaurant chain. What that would have allowed Burger King to do is to pay taxes in Canada, where the tax or wherever Tim Hortons is based. Yeah, I believe it's Canada, but, you know, whatever. If it's some other corporation in the Bahamas or some other shit, right? The corporation, instead of being based in America, would then be based in the foreign country where the tax laws are a little more lenient, right? So then, because they're not paying taxes in America, that's over time, that turns into hundreds of millions of dollars that are not going into the American coffers, that aren't going into the American pocket, okay? Capitalism is a system where if you do whatever you... Corporations, okay? The whole thing about corporations is that corporations do whatever they do, but they pay back into the system. Now corporations aren't even paying back in the system. Basically, it's just these vacuums, just taking, taking, taking. So these corporations, they don't pay taxes in America. They pay... Correction. They pay minimal taxes in America over the period of years, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then you add up all of the different corporations that are doing it. These are Burger Kings, Microsoft, big-ass companies with hundreds of millions of dollars not paying America. Meanwhile, we just hear about America going to war against ISIS, ISIL, whatever the fuck they're calling it. America, again, going to war. Meanwhile, who's filling the war chest if the corporations are spending their money to not pay taxes? Meanwhile, your dumbass has to pay your little fucking tax. One third of your fucking paycheck goes to taxes. How much? I don't know how much of yours, but if not a third, a quarter, a significant chunk of your broke fucking paycheck goes to paying taxes. Hundreds of millions of dollars corporations get a loophole. And then the shareholders and CEOs and the stockholders and all those people who are dealing with the millions of dollars being reaped from these corporations, they have the tax loopholes that they have. So it's just people, rich people on top of rich people on top of corporations avoiding paying in their fair share of this. I dare you to try not to pay your fair share. I dare you to try not paying your fair share. And even if you figure out some kind of scam or just say, fuck it, man, they'll catch me when they catch me, you're still going to wind up parking in a parking space with a broken meter. They're going to get your dumb ass with $18 there. I'm sorry for being insulting, but I'm really fucking pissed. This is the world we fucking live in. All right, I'm going to read this journal from September 10th because as I look at the date, it goes from September 10th to October 10th. Looks like I took a month off. So I'm going to read the September 10th entry and, woo, get a drink of water and I'll be back. All right. Who am I? Get your punk ass up. That's what they got on soul. To the end of this rock and roll. You ain't single on the souls. But everything they can they sold. That's what they got on soul. Roll to the end of rock and roll. You ain't single on the souls. We send they punk ass on. Who am I?
Well, that was just wonderful.
Hey! Yeah. You know what this is, right? This is the part, this is the drifts, right? I was just drifting right there. I can't promise I won't do it again. I won't promise I won't do it again. All right. What this is I have this, if you don't know, this is the story. I have this journal from back in 2002, 2003, and I wrote entries in it, and now, and I printed it out back then, and I am now reading the entry to the date, or as close as I come to the date, and then I read it, and I read it cold, so I haven't read this ahead of time. I don't know what I'm getting ready to read. I'm reading it cold. These are my words, and I find it interesting because it's interesting to me to see where I was then, okay, and it turns out from the few that I've read, not a lot has changed. All right, so here we go. This is Tuesday, September 10th, 2002, 1:30 p.m. This one's titled 100. Okay, here we go. 100 entries of the most self-serving blather you'll ever see. Since I've established a pattern, I went through the first 34 entries and picked out stuff I liked. Why 34? It's my favorite two-digit number. You can have 69, but if you freaks decide to throw a 69 party, I can convert. I like the idea of exposing myself to whoever chooses to look. What's my deal? I'm a... Wow, okay, fuck it. I'll read it. All right. What's my deal? I'm a lonely, depressed, people-hating egomaniac. I'd like to believe I'm a wordsmith, but I guess you'll have to... You all will be the judge of that. I have no luck, nor do I generate... Okay, wow. I'm like, censoring myself. I'm like, how much is... Because I pause from the thing. I have a feeling strongly that people... That doesn't matter. But listen, let me just say, shout out to people who listen to this without good intentions and who will listen to this before you'll actually talk to me. Shout out to you. Check yourself. Not cool. If you have the fucking stones to listen to this and not talk to me, that's my middle finger. That signifies my middle finger. Unless you just don't know me, in which case. But if you are around me and you listen to this and you're kind of being a shithead about it, fuck you. All right. All right, here we go. I have no luck, nor do I generate any interest in women. That's not true. I generate no interest from women I'm interested in, which leaves me super unsatisfied and pissed at the world. So this should be less fun to look at than pictures of dead babies, but I like the forum and I'm going to use it. I don't mean to sound disgusting, because I know men aren't sexy, but I like, okay, all right. I'm not going to read that. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. All right, I'll read this because I talk about it on stage. For as long as I can remember, I've been a breast fanatic. I love tits. They don't have to be huge or even a handful. I love nipples and the entire chest area. I love breasts, nipples, areola, dimples, freckles, all of it. I've been known to rub the... Okay, all right. I gotta go far. Wow, okay. Okay, wow, this didn't change. Cops suck. There's no way around it. They suck. I've always respected firemen and EMS workers, but cops are mental cases. Okay, not all. But based on the experiences I've had and the people I know that have become cops, I don't like them. I'm bothered when I see them, and they're not cool when they invade my personal space. I wish I laughed easier. When something's funny, I laugh, but not as easy as I'd like to. And I'm not going to fake it, because I think that's worse than not laughing. I'm more of an observer. Being a black American, I have baggage. I know the last thing anyone wants to hear about is how black people feel about the injustices of the past. Hell, even I tune out when I hear someone talking about it in a self-serving way. But I speak around the facts, and I couldn't be more interested. You know what else I like? Women in sundresses. That's still true. As I was saying, I was reading one long diary all day, and I think I've developed some kind of feelings for the writer. I am the epitome of pathetic. In my head, it alternately makes perfect sense, and then none at all. Obviously, I'm rooting for the latter. I don't know what that means. Natalie Portman has joined Thora Birch in the ranks of young actresses I want to fuck in the middle of the food court at the mall. This is all a bunch of, like, non-sequiturs, in case you can't tell. Right. Somehow tonight, I went and looked at another diary website. I felt like I didn't belong or something. Alright, this is a maybe... Alright, here we go. I am from Hartford, Connecticut. Fuck Hartford forever. I get no love in this city. I hate it. I hate the fact I get no love here. I'm hoping the fucking Muslims target this city next. That's right. I offer Hartford, Connecticut as a sacrifice. Fuck the city and everyone in it. I hate it here. I hate the fact that if I want to have a good time, I have to make a 2-hour trek to New York City. All right, that... Dave Chappelle... I'm ahead of my time on that one because Chappelle said the same thing. But much like Chappelle, I've gone back on it since because a lot of people I really like in the world are in Connecticut. All right. And love. More so love. Anyway. I'll read that one. How about this? I learned how to hypnotize women and become a male escort. Ever seen an X-rated hypnotist? They hypnotize people to get powerful orgasms, and they can make people think they're someone else. With that skill, I could please anyone under the spell. I touch your elbow, and you come with the force of 1,000 rivers washing pure sexual energy over your entire body. Then I make you remember you had the best experience in your entire life. And if it's someone that's not so appealing, I just make her think we did something and slap her pussy with a roll of quarters. Okay. Last line. Hell, I've got nothing but time, and a big dick, and self-esteem issues, and an ego, and mental problems. Alright. So that's the last journal entry until October 10th, so I guess you're spared until then. from these, but I guess I'll probably, if I don't do an LS, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All right, so that's it. This is another Drifts. Okay, so what didn't change? I still love titties. I'm still not fond of the cops. That's it. I think you get the gist of that from the everything I've said up till now. All right, that's it. I'm Lamont, everybody. Hey, let me tell you right now where you can follow, like, my stuff. Because I really think I want you to know. So Twitter is twitter.com/LSRules, okay? I want you to know that. twitter.com/LSRules. I would appreciate an ad. That would be super spectacular and fantastic, okay? Let me say that for the record, fully and unequivocally. Tumblr is lsrules.tumblr.com. That's the Tumblr page, okay? Facebook, it's facebook.com/yesLSRules. You know what else? If you want to email me, if you want to do a five-song Friday even, yesLSRules@gmail.com. That's where I'm at, baby. That's where I'm at. Holla at me. Holla at me. Or not, whatever, just as long as you listen. All right. I am going to... Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. See, when I was here and I was getting my Facebook page name, somebody posted a picture of the open mic. It was either I was doing this or going to an open mic to perform comedy. And I chose to do this because I want to put this out. But as I'm looking at the picture of the open mic, PRL in Hollywood, hey-o, I got the itch, like, oh, I want to, yeah, but whatever, it's all good. I'm going up tomorrow, I'm going up Friday, that's what's happening. All right, everybody, I'm Lamont, thank you so much. Hey, by the way, if you're on iTunes, I would really appreciate a comment on iTunes. A 5-star review would be super spectacular. And if you're listening on Stitcher, where this is also available, hit the thumbs up or write a comment on Stitcher, all of that. Just be responsive. That would be super duper. I'd appreciate it. All right, everybody, thank you. Peace.